morning, I'd like to share with you from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 8. And out of Galatians 6, I'll read verse 9 again for your consideration. 1 Peter 5, beginning at verse 6, the Bible reads, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Galatians 6 and 9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Based on our thinking coming from 1 Peter 5 and 6, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." We ought to use the thought as subject this morning. We'd like to speak from the thought, "All in due time." All in due time. Leave it in the hands of the Lord, and the Lord will make it all right. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Truly, our men are really singing to the glory of God this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for their service, allowing God to use them. You don't need a whole lot. All you need is one or two that'll open up their mouths and sing to the glory of God. For you are an inspiration to others, and we are just thankful to God for your faithfulness, for how the Lord is blessing. In the midst of it all, God is still a blessing God. And we do pray that God is blessing our children this morning. We hope and pray that our youth advisors and leaders are doing just what we expect them to do, to plant that seed and to show them the love and the compassion that comes from the people of God, because we got to have a refuge. We got to have somewhere that we know that we can go. And it's not like it used to be, but that don't mean that it can't be like it used to be, because we serve the same God that when we were little children that our ancestors were talking about and that was lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. That's the same God that we learned how to serve ourselves. And so we pass that on to other generations as our generations come in and go. We just try to make sure that it's instilled in them to know who Jesus is. It's important this morning to know who the Lord, your Savior, Jesus the Christ, really is. And you have to know him for yourself. You have to know the Lord. You have to know that God is there for you. You have to know that he will be there when everything else turns away. God will still be right there. And so we're just thankful to God because we realize that there, well, all of us in here are blessed by the best, in whom is God himself. And so many of us, we share and we express our thanksgivings and our praises in so many different ways. But it doesn't matter how you praise him, just praise him. So we just give him honor. We praise him. We thank him because it's by his grace and his mercy that we are blessed to be here on another Sunday morning. And do not let our coming be in vain. Because whatever we need, God does have it. We got to put things to where they need to be. We got to get our lives back into perspective. We got to give you thanks for all of the wonderful, give God thanks for the wonderful and marvelous things that he has done and is yet still doing as I speak right now. To think as believers, we are invited and entitled to a place somewhere where Jesus is. So that when that great trumpet sound, let us pray that we shall be ready. You know, we are looking to be ready when he comes, but we know through the word of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, that we don't know when that time is going to be. But that time is at hand. So we need to ask ourselves an individual question, am I ready? I can't worry about Brother Daryl. I can't worry about Brother Joe. I got to worry about myself. Am I ready? Because I don't know when the trumpet is going to sound. And I want to be ready when he comes. I know you want to be ready because we are making preparations even in being here this morning. Today is a good day to start the process of strengthening your personal relationship with God. It's good to be here this morning. It's good to assemble ourselves together to be in worship one more time. It's good to look upon one another's faces again. For there is going to come a time when we're going to see somebody today and we'll never see them again. Not on this side of life anyway. We hear about who we're going to see and what we're going to do, but that's just what we heard what folks said. However God works it out, when we get there, we'll know what's going on. And the key is getting there. We got to get there. You can get to the gate, but that don't mean you're going to get in the gate. How many of you are pressing toward the mark and working on your ticket to get in and realize that isn't it good that you don't have to have a whole lot of money? Isn't it good that there's not a price tag? You can't go on eBay and get a cheap ticket. There's only one way to get in. Jesus said, you got to come by me. So Amazon don't have that. You're going to have to trust God for all of that. But all of our goodness, all of our strength, all of our being comes from the Lord our God. And so I just thank God this morning to share Jesus' joy. You see, if there's anything that I promote, it's Jesus' joy. Not so much as just saying, what would Jesus do? We like to throw that out there to put somebody on the spot. But what are you doing? What are you going to do? Don't worry about what Jesus is going to do, because he's always going to do the right thing. That there's nothing wrong. There's nothing that our God can do wrong, because he is God. And I'm going to trust him to be God. I'm going to trust him to be what I read about and what I felt in my heart, that the Lord that I serve have done nobody wrong. We just went through the Resurrection Sunday, and we just thankful to God for what he's already done. But I thank God that he got up out of the grave. I thank God that he died for my sin. Anybody glad that you're not where you could be? See, don't take it for granted. Just because you come to church, that don't mean you got it. And if you got it, that don't mean that you have anything to boast about, because my Bible reads that we are saved by the grace of God, not by any merits of our own. So I don't have anything to sort of point my finger or to get the big head about. I'm just saved because Jesus died for me. I just got another day's journey because the Lord woke me up this morning. Am I talking to anybody in here? They're glad that the Lord woke you up this morning. And the old day, they say, started you on another day's journey. Started me on my way, and I'm so glad that I'm on my way. But if you get on your way, know where you're going. Can't depend on nobody. You can't depend on this high-tech GPS, because it'll take you all the way around the barn to get you where you need to be. But when you don't know where you're going and you're dependent on it, you ride in them circles until you get so tired. You go back old school and pull over and ask somebody at the service station, how do you get to such and such? Don't forget, we still can get out and talk to one another. You don't have to GPS or Google everything. There's some things I just need to go and talk to my brother and ask him a question and get his response so I can feel the presence of the Spirit. See, we do too much communicating on gadgets. And you can't feel what you need to feel from a gadget. You can try to read between the lines. And they don't need to picking up them young folks' phone, because they got a different code of spelling. You may think you know what you read, but you don't have no earthly idea what you just read. Can't go ask him, because you wasn't in the hand of been messing with it. Times have changed. But we got to understand that we serve a loving God, and we serve a God that wants us to do the right thing. I was just thinking on my way back yesterday after I got from Rocky Mountain. I thank God for traveling grace and mercy. But I'm just thanking God that, you know, it's good to go somewhere, but it's always more of a blessing to get back home. safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. There's nothing like seeing exit 91. Hallelujah. You know all I got to do is turn in, then I be in. But think about that. I just thought about the fact that, Lord, I thank you for your new mercies every day. Some months ago, I can't even remember when, but I remember preaching a message on that, new mercies every day. See, what the Lord did for me yesterday is already gone. But I just thank God for this another day's journey. It's just a special joy to be able to share another day, enjoying life and sharing Jesus' love one with another. And I wonder this morning, how many of you really got the love of Jesus? How many of you got something that you want to thank the Lord for this morning? How many of you come to let God know that no matter how small the matter is, God is concerned about your situation? I need to let you know and help you to know that anybody, everybody can go to the Lord God in prayer, and God will have a listening ear. Anybody talk to him this morning? Anybody know that our God got everything that you need? Anybody know that it's ours for the asking? All we got to do is ask God, step back and believe that God is going to do it, and just watch God work. And sometimes when that enemy begins to make everything all cloudy and it gets dark and you can't see your way out, all you got to do is walk by faith, not by sight. Because if you're walking by faith, you may not know how he's going to work it out. But how many of you know that he's a mysterious worker? How many of you know that he'll step into your situation? I'm so glad that I serve a God this morning that will step in, excuse me, to your situation and make everything work out for your good. But then we got to understand that we are people of impatience. We want everything right now. One of the best things and one of the worst things they created was that microwave. My microwave just don't warm. It warm fast, but it don't warm like the oven. So you can warm that chicken up in the oven and still get some crisp. Some things you don't want too quick. You got to learn how to have some patience. There are those of us, I love my pinto beans, but there's something different about the slow cooker pinto bean than the pot cooked pinto bean. That broth just don't get thick enough like what I like. Now, you like what you like and you do what you got to do, but I want some bean with some good juice. Nothing worse than some dry beans. That KMW, the woman gave me these beans. I said, woman, I want some juice. She said, you don't want no juice? I said, no, I want juice. I want juice. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want. You're paying for it, you ought to get what you want. Our patience, because of how God has blessed us, we can get from here to there in a matter of time. Be here in the United States this morning and somewhere in another country by midnight tonight. So God has blessed us, and we have opportunities that we know not of, but yet in all of that, we are still impatient. So today, let us deal right quickly with what it means to be all, what it means to say these four words, all in due time. What I'm saying, which means that something will happen either after a normal or an appropriate amount of time, or that it will still happen after the expected or estimated time, because God has all time within his possession. So all in due time tells me that I'm not going to get it right now, but I'm still going to get it. Is that making it clear to anybody? I got some things that I've laid on the altar, and I'm waiting on God to answer me, but God hadn't come yet. But before I throw my hands up in despair, let me just praise him anyhow for the blessings that he's going to put above me. Anybody know how to praise him in advance? for the thing that you've asked him for, realizing that I don't have to wait until it comes. I can praise the Lord right now. You got to learn how to praise him in the good times as well as the bad times. You got to learn how to praise him while you're waiting on your blessing. The Bible declares in due season, you shall see and realize that we got to wait on our own season. And God's own time, whatever it is that we need, is going to happen. We got to realize that when we began to think about time and what God has for us, we got to trust the power of a loving God. I thank God because when I think about words of wisdom, I can't help but go back and talk to King Solomon. And King Solomon tells us when we talk about all in due time, I got some things that I want the Lord to do. I got some things that I need to do and I'm working on it, but I just hadn't got there. Is that anybody in here? Anybody still laying off weights? Anybody still putting some things behind them? Anybody still asking somebody to forgive you? They may not even be nowhere around, but Lord, I want to fix that thing that I got wrong with Sister Sue because I don't want to die and not get everything worked out between my loved ones. To everything, there's a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. The Bible declared that there's a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. You don't have to be sad all the time. Every now and again, you ought to be happy. You ought not be quiet all the time because the Bible declared there's a time to speak. And there's a time to stop talking. Some of us hadn't learned that yet. Time to rain and a time to sow. Time to love, a time to hate. Time of war and a time of peace. So in this life of ours, it's surrounded by a whole lot of time. Time to do this and time to do that. But we got to have faith in the power of a loving God. Come to let somebody know this morning that great is thy faithfulness. When you learn how to wait on the Lord, when you learn how to trust in the power of the Almighty God, you got to have a mindset that I'm going to be faithful no matter what. I'm determined I'm going to hold on and I'm going to hold out. I got my mind made up that there's nothing that can compare to the love that I got from Christ Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. Ain't nobody did for you what God has already done. I remember the song that Sister Wilma used to sing, if the Lord never does anything else, he's already done enough for me. Am I talking to anybody in here? Lord, I just want to thank you for loving me. Even in the bad time, because the word states that God cared for us. That these are just a few of God's words, but every day you ought to be able to tell your God thank you. Every day you ought to know that if when you need him, help is on the way. Who knows, today may be your last day, but just today might be your day to receive your deliverance. Today might be the day you're going to get your breakthrough. Anybody waiting on a breakthrough? Just may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. You got to learn how to relax and be patient. You got to trust in the power of a loving God. You got to know that in God's own time, it's going to happen the way that he wants it to happen. The Bible tells us that in all things, give thanks. So no matter what the circumstance is, be thankful that it's no worse than what it is. Know that God will bless you and keep you. All you got to do is have a trust and faith in the power of God. Whatever what you need to do is come, and sometimes you have to caution yourself to know that as a truth, delay is not denial. If you have been called on, if you called on God to do something, you got to believe that all in due time, God is going to do what needs to be done. The enemy gets on my nerves. Can't even let me preach without messing with me. But I'm going to preach this thing anyhow. Because I realize that all in due time, things are going to work out for our good. All we got to do is trust the power of a loving God. When I look here at the Bible, I realize that sometimes we think a little bit more of ourselves than we ought to think. So let me help you just a little bit. It's not my word, but it's the word of the Lord. For the Bible declares, that Paul wrote to the Galatians, for if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Anybody ever made a fool of yourself thinking you was all of that and a bag of chips and got out there and didn't nobody pay you no attention? You didn't have nothing going on. You thought you had it going on, but somebody else, their grass was a lot greener than what yours is. Anybody working with artificial grass this morning? I come to tell you that God's sunshine don't work as good on that artificial stuff as it does the real stuff. You better get some real Jesus down on the inside. I'm talking to somebody in here. Every man got to prove his own work. Then shall you have rejoicing, not in himself alone and not in another. But we got to give all glory to God. Every man shall bear his own burden. Don't expect somebody else to carry your heavy load. And sometimes you done dug a hole and you got to take the dirt to come out the hole right there on your back. But somewhere along the line, God is going to let you drift off the dirt, make everything all right in your life. The Bible says that him that is taught in the word, communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. All in due time. What goes around comes around. Don't deceive yourself. Don't fool yourself. In other words, Paul is saying, don't fool yourself. God is not nobody's fool. Whatever you have sown, the seed that you've sown, the hate that you've given out, that's what you're going to get back. If you don't have mercy for nobody, nobody's going to have mercy on you. If you don't know how to forgive nobody, nobody's going to forgive you. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody that really love the Lord? Anybody that know that you got the Lord God on your side? Anybody that had to bend over backwards to get along with somebody? Sometimes, but I come to tell you that don't worry about it. Don't let it get you down, because the Bible declares, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. All in due time. My hold in my mouth is gonna bless me in a special way. All in due time. Instead of looking out of judgmental eyes, I'm going to look out of an eye of pity and an eye of mercy. All in due time. Where the doctor said one thing, I'm going to wait on Dr. Jesus. All in due time. I know that the Lord God will make a way out of no way. All in due time. All I got to do is expect the best from all that God has for me. And the Bible said that we got to give thanks to God. Take every opportunity that we get to do blessings and to do good unto one another. And the Bible declared, especially to those of called of the household of faith. Now, we're already in a bad situation. But then when we get to where church folk can't act like church folk, when we get to where we think because we got a soprano voice and somebody else got an alto voice, that make you superior, you got to be careful how you judge one another. Because you can't get total harmony unless you got all of it. You're going to need somebody to sing soprano. You're going to need somebody to sing alto. You're going to need somebody to even bass every now and again. So you just thank God for where you fit in. You heard that it says that get in where you fit in. Well, that's where I'm going to get right now. I'm going to get exactly where I fit in at. I fit in where God is. I fit in where I know that God will make a way. I fit in because I know that the Lord God is a mighty good God. And I stop by to tell somebody that the Lord God cares for us. There's nobody that can do you like Jesus. And I want to let you know this morning that you got to subject yourself to the power of a loving God. I want to thank God for the chief shepherd. For when the chief shepherd appears, everything is going to be all right. I'm going to give God glory and I'm going to give him praise. But the Bible declares, humble yourself, therefore, before a mighty God, before the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you all in due time. See, I may not be where I want to be, but I thank God that everything is going to work out all right. Every encounter that I have in life, God is going to work everything out for your good. I just stopped by to tell somebody that whatever you prayed for, don't give up on in despair. Don't think that the Lord did not hear you, but the Lord is on his way. The Lord is going to work out your situation. I'm so glad this morning to know that I serve a mighty God. That he may not come when I want it, but he's always on time. And I wonder, is there anybody in Fowl's Chapel this morning that know that you serve a mighty God? All you got to do is trust the power of God. Know that the Lord will be right there by your side. And I'm so glad this morning. I'm so glad this morning to know that all in due time. I made one step and God made two. I got up and made two steps and God made four. So all you got to do is keep pressing toward the mark. Is there anybody pressing this morning? Anybody got your mind made up? Anybody got a testimony this morning? For God I'll live, and for the Lord God I'll die. All in due time. You're going to see some changes come in my life. Everybody got to make a change. And I'm so glad God is a changer. God is a ruler. God is a deliverer. God is a healer. And I'm so glad I'm trusting God. For I heard just the other day, I was worried about my condition, but I had another scan, and the doctor said everything looked good. In fact, it looked better than it did the last time. I said in my hallelujah mind, hallelujah, Jesus, Lord, you're making a way, all in due time. Every day I feel a little bit stronger. Every day when the enemy knocked me back down. For the enemy is walking around trying to devour you, trying to destroy you. But I stop by to tell somebody, hold on to God's unchanging hand. I stop by to tell somebody, tell the devil he is a liar. Put the enemy behind you. Put the devil up under your feet. Trust the power of a loving God. For the Lord I live and God I die. He is the best thing that have ever happened to her. Hallelujah, Jesus. All in due time. Somebody is waiting on some results right now. Not always sickness, but just waiting on some results. Somebody waiting to hear some good news. Don't you get tired of the phone ringing and it's always some kind of bad news? But I come to share some good news with you this morning, that our God is not dead. He is yet still alive. I'm happy about that thing this morning. Because when you look to where you come from, hallelujah, every one of us got a yesterday. But I declare I would not allow my yesterday to determine who I am today. If your friends won't let your yesterday go, that's them. As long as you know and you believe that there has been a change in your life. How many of you know that you've been changed this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. We may not be willing to admit it, but I wonder how many of you got some unanswered prayers that you've laid on the altar and you know you need God to do it, but he just has not come just yet. Anybody got something they're waiting on? Hallelujah. Maybe you need deliverance this morning from self, or deliverance from people, or deliverance from talk and gossip. It's here for you this morning.